T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What's happening? Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, you know every Monday, our push-through moment is brought to us by Dr. Brian Keith Hodges. Bishop Hodges is the visionary for the Gathering Champions International Cathedral and also the chair of the Religious Studies Department at Beulah Heights University. Bishop, good to have you.
Good morning, Dr. Ritchie. What a great joy of mine each and every Monday to join you. This morning, our push-through moment centers around decision. One of the things I've discovered about decisions is that our decisions will ultimately be the sum total of our experiences, and our experiences the sum total of our values, our beliefs, and our principles. In Proverbs 16 and 26, in my religious faith tradition, it says, "A worker's appetite works for him, his mouth urges him on." And the truth is, we have to ask, what drives us? What drives us? Values, beliefs, principles, experiences. They give way to passions, preferences, and the big picture. They help us live. They help us think. They help us act. It is ultimately going to come to a place, a crescendo, if you will, of becoming and being. Becoming and being. So there are four things that we will always have to think through as we make decisions in life. First, who we are at the core. Who am I? When the lights are off, there are no cameras, there are no posts, there's nobody watching. Who am I at the core? One can lie to themselves. One can lie to others, but they can never lie to themselves. Who you are is who you are, and you have to make a decision about who you are. If you don't like who you are, change who you are. Changing who you are is a long, arduous process, but it is certainly very rewarding and oftentimes very necessary. We have to make decisions about who we are consciously. Consciously. That means what we do every day with regularity and consistency. Who are we? The moment you make a decision about who you are, you'll have to start by saying, how have I become this person? I believe that the greatest asset to any real development of an individual is being conscious and aware of who they are, first at the core, and then who they are consciously, my acts, my actions. The third thing is consistency. Who are we consistently? If we ask ourselves, who am I? The first thing we can do to figure that out is to see what we do all the time, because whatever habit or pattern you form, that's who you are. The last and final thing is we have to make decisions about our convictions. What matters to me? In this cycle and season of everything happening in America, 2020 is the year where we should have clarified our convictions. So many things have happened. So many things have happened to us that we should have developed conviction, and those convictions drive our lives. I believe that if you do these four things, you'll be able to make good decisions about your life and future. I'm Dr. Brian Keith Hodges, and this has been my Push Through Moment.
Wow, what a word. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your push-through moment.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but But if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if...
If you wanna be happy,
look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck.
I feel this one right here.
It's so easy to complain, addicted to the pain.
Yes.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But I got good news for you.
Jesus knows just how you feel. Just let him take the wheel.
Hallelujah.
The love you need, he already gave.
But the question is,
do you want to be happy?
If you're tired of you, then say,
I just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Well, now's your chance.
Let me hear you say, yeah,
say, yeah,
yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.